For this to Laploni, I'll give away my property to this person. Or else what's going to be, Hoyechaylo Omuto Bamiti, he was sick in his bed. For Yomerloi Nichsav Lemi, who do you want to give your property to? Omelhens, he said like this, Doimish Shishti Muberas, I thought that my wife was pregnant, and therefore she'll have a kid that he'll take over. But Achshav now, Shein Nishti Muberas, my wife is not pregnant. He thought his wife had a miscarriage. Nichsav Laploni, my property should go to somebody else. And now what happened was, the truth is, v'noideh sheish laben, we find out really that really he has a son. Again, so he says, achshav, now that I heard like shein ishti muberes, nichsav laploni. And what happened was, v'noideh sheish laben, later we find out that really his wife is pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. Or forget, this is the first case, we find out that the son is still alive. Or shoyis ishti muberes, or else we find out, track the truth, that his wife is pregnant. So locher is ein matnosa matana. The matana this person gave away means nothing. It's like a make of toys. In other words, you go bas undana. So the Gemara says, Leima, let's say, Roshimah Menashe, Vlei Rabbanan. This goes according to Shimah Menashe, they go with the undana. They go bas undana, not according to the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, no. Filu Tainu Rabbanan, even if you want to say this goes according to Rabbanan. I'll tell you, Doi Mishani. Here, since the father spoke out clearly that he thought that his wife had a miscarriage, that's why he gave it away. Seems like he spoke out clearly that he only meant to give it away because he has no children. For the Gemara is so strong with the Karolo, my Karolo, so like it's Poshid. What was the Havimina? What was the question even? So Gemara says, yes. Now to him, I would have thought to say, Tzurei Huduko Matcher, the person now is only remembering his problems, but not that he really means it. Kamashmalon, that's the Chiddush no, that we say the person really means it, it's called an Umdana. Omarav Zeru Omarav. Minayin, how do we know? Lamatna, Shchim Mira, Shimina Torah. How do we know that Midirais is such a matono of a matna Shchim Mira, that even though he does not make a kinyan, he just speaks it out, says he wants to give it away, that's also called a good kinyan. How do we know that this helps Midirais? The other one says, Matem, I would have thought to say, Tzira Kahudu Kamatchle, he's only mentioning, remembering now, all the tzaras that he had. Kamashmal, no. Yes, we meant. Telling more again. Omer Abzeru Omer Rav. Minayin lamatne shchim rashi minatayra. How do we know that it's matonim and iraisam? Shinem and apostik says, v'havartim es nachlosoi lebitoi. That an extra word, v'havartim, amo the father gives away his Yerusha to his daughter. The v'darshin yesh lecho havor acheres is another type of havoro. Sheikizu, that's like this. V'yezuzu, what is this? Zu matne shchim rashi. This is a matne shchim rashi. So you see, there's another mokra to say there's such a present of a matna shchimira midiraisa. Rav Nachman Noma Rav Baravua Mehochav in this pasuk says v'nasatem es nachlosa liyochiv, that a father gives a brother gives away his yerusha to his brother when he dies, that he has no children, no father, the brother take over. Also, there's an extra word here of v'nasatem. So dash from here that yesh lecho nesina cheres is another type of nesina. Sheikizu, that's like this. V'yezuzu, what is this? Matna shchimra, the matna shchimra. Now the Mor says, Rav Nachman, my time will yomam of avartim. How can he do not use the postik of the avartim? The Mor says, whom he will of this he needs, lick the Rebbe like Rebbe. The time he will learn Rebbe, Yom Rebbe says, Bakulam nemro, Bohem nesina. By all other places, Yerusha says, Lashon of nesina. Bakam nemro avor, here the Torah says, Bahavartim, Unu Lashon of avora, giving over. So with Dashon like this, the only one that gives off, takes away the Yerusha from one Shevet to another Shevet is a Bas, is a daughter, when she yashins a father. Because the locher is that her son or her husband yashins her. So therefore, she's from one Shevet, her husband is from another Shevet. So the Yerusha ends up by her father, by the son, a different Shevet. That's what the Torah says is Lashon of Havartim. So it's not to teach us a new matna shchibmira, it's to teach us a din of havoro, that the Yerusha goes from one shevet to another shevet. Okay, the more seven of Reb Zera, my time lo yama bivin asatim. How can Reb Zera doesn't say from the pasuk of bivin asatim? So more says, uche de kruhu. That's the normal way of the pasuk saying it here, there's nothing extra there. Reb Menashio bar yim yama mihoch, he learned that from this pasuk. It says the pasuk in Melochim that by yama mehaim, Chizkiyah was about to die. Vayove love Yishayahu by Nomuz. Hanovi, the Novi came to him. Vayomer love. Koyim Hashem. Tzav lebeischa, command your house, but leave it, tzav or leave a will. Ki mei satra shigin adai. The loy sikhi, you're not going to live. And we dash him, b'tzavo b'yalmo. It's loshen of a tzavo, just commanding the house. That alone would be enough. That would be sufficient. So this is the mokra to say there's such a thing as a matnash shchiv mirah. Even though you don't make a real kinyan, just b'tzavo b'yalmo, it helps. Rami b'yechet lo mamayocha from here. Tells the pasuk also that, v'achi toifel, ro, ki lo nasasai tzosai. Ach toifel so that they were not listening to him. V'yach v'shes ha-chamor, he bundled up his chamor, v'yelech ha-beis, he went back home. Be a leader to a city, by Yitzhak's base, they commanded his house, by Yechonek, and then he choked himself. So, Loshni is B'tzavo B'yam again, he commanded his house, Mashem was Ektzavo alone, and that alone was Chal, his Matana, what he wanted. You see also Mokor from Matna Shchimira. Tana Rabbanim learned like this, Shloisha Devorim Tziva Achitofel as Bonov. Three things Achitofel commanded his children. One of them was, Al Tiva Machlekes, don't be in an argument. V'yal Timrudu v'machos v'ez David, don't argue, don't rebel against the machos v'ez David. V'yom Tev Shalatzeres, Borur Zerachitim. Says, look at the weather, how it is on Atzeres on Shavuos. If it's good weather, then, Shino Borur Zara, Shino Borur, if the weather is clear, then Zerachitim, plant wheat, it's good to plant wheat then. If Shavuos is clear weather, that the sermon is good to plant wheat. Mazut Ramano, what he told them was, Bolulitmar. If it was cloudy, if it wasn't such good weather, that's what we learned. So Bolulitmar is just the opposite. If the weather is a little bit cloudy, then it's good to plant wheat. Amri Nadoi Mishmed Rabbi Yaakov, Loi Boru Boru Mamish, even according to Gersa, it was a clear weather. It doesn't mean completely clear. For Loi Bolu Bolu Mamish, not cloudy. Elo rather filu bolol ruach tzvoinis minashvasei. Even if it means if it's a little bit cloudy, but the north wind is blowing, then also it's good. Zehu bor, that's cool clear. As long as the ruach tzvoinis, as long as the north wind is blowing, that's a good simen. That's a good sign to plant the wheat. So Rashbam says shemafazer says of him that will spread aside the clouds. You learned, we learned this on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Moitzoi Yom Tovach and Shachag. The last day of Chag HaSukkos, Moitzoi.
All right, turn over.
Again, the more so it is, they learned this din on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. But he said like this, that Moitzoi Yom Tovach and Shachag, the last day of Sukkos, Hakel Tzoyf, and everybody has to go outside and look, Leyoshin HaMarocho, which way was the Eshed, or the smoke, or the Marocho of the burning Mizbeach going towards? Not the Kalpi Tzofen was going towards the north side, which means that the south wind was blowing, Aniyim Smechim, the poor people happy. O Balabatim Matzovim, but the Balabatim they were sad. It's going to be a very rainy year, and therefore uperus makivim, they won't be able to store the fruits. They're going to rot away early, so they'll have to sell them all out at a cheaper price. So therefore, the aniyim, the poor people, were happy, but the balabatim was sad. What's going to be not a kalpi dorim? Again, what's going to be not a kalpi dorim was going towards the south side. Then the opposite, aniyim atzovim, the aniyim, the poor people, were sad. There's going to be a small amount of rain that year, and therefore Paris Mishtamrim, the Paris will be able to be stored away for that year, so the prices will always be high prices. The Balabatim were happy. Not a copy, Mizrach, let's say it turned towards Mizrach, then Hakel Smith, everybody was happy, because then it was very good. Mizrach means that the Dorim wind was blowing. The Marv wind was blowing. What about Kalpi Marv? It was going towards the Marv. Then Akol Atzov, everybody was sad. Whereas that's the Ruach Mizrochis, that's not so good. Samar says, Ramin, we have a question. Mizrochis Li'elam Yof, it says the opposite. It says that the east wind blows, it's always good. Marovis, if the west wind blows, Li'elam Kosh is always bad. Samar says, Ruach Tzvainis, the north wind, Yof for the heat, and that's good for wheat. Beshosh of Yishlish, it was grown a third. For Koshla Zaysim is bad for Zaysim though. Beshor Shinitsu. If the olives already grown or if the olives start to blossom, then it's bad. For Ruach Dremis, what about the south wind? Koshla Chitim, that's bad for wheat. When Beshor Shevishlish, if it's grown a third already. But the Yofl Zaysim is good for olives. Beshor Shinitsu. If the olives just were Yinitsu were now becoming ripe, then it's good. And the Yomer of Yosef Tem Mazutra, the Temer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Bitsanech, what's the simon? Sholchan, Bitsshochan, Bitsofen. So that the food you need for the Shochan, that's on the Sofen side of Menorah, the oil, that's on Dorim. So, hi, Mavi with the day, the hi, Mavi with the day. This is good. That each one takes care of its own. Again, Loshin is hi, Mavi with the day. By Mavi with the day, one takes care of the oil, and one takes care of the Shemin. But I call upon him, it's a stira. That before we had that Mizrochis Liyelim Yofo, that before we had Kalpe Mizrochol Samechim, that means if the west wind is blowing, it's good, and here it says the opposite, Marovis Liyelim Kosha. So Gemarim says, Lakash is no stira. Hataya Holon Volhu, one goes on B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and one goes on B'nai Bovel. Like Rashbam says, Holon, Le B'nai Bovel, Hashech Mitzulu Vyasein Lugaras. They don't need rain. Kokach. So for them, talk is good. But for us, if they have to throw, we need the rain. For us, it's bad. So one verse is talking about Bovel, one's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Something more says, Tanya, we learned, Abishoel Oimer, Yom Tov Shalat Zeres, the Yom Tov of Shruis, Boror, if it's a clear day, Simin Yofel Cholashana Kula. It's a good sign, the weather will be good the whole year. So it's telling you how it is the first day of Shavuos. Omer Rav Zvid, Hai Yoim Mekama the Reish Osa, like how the weather is in Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year. Ichamim Kula Shasa Chamima. If it's hot on Rosh Hashanah, the first day, the whole year will be hot. Ikarir, if it's cold though, Kula Shasa Kriira. Now Rosh Hashanah says it means, Klaim Maroiv Hashanah, most of the year will be cold. But my Nafkamina, what's the difference? But the answer is, but philosophy